The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Researchers have finally figured out why teenage girls are so screwed up. More after this. Who among us hasn't seen those teen magazines? They have headlines like, "Get the body you want" and "Hit your dream weight now," which you think would be a good thing. I mean, who among us doesn't want to hit our dream weight? Who among us wouldn't want the body that we want? But researchers at the University of Minnesota knew that anything that sounds that good must have a dark side, and so they set out to find it, asking more than 2,500 teens whether they read dieting articles in teen magazines. The results? Teenage girls who frequently read magazine articles about dieting were three times as likely to practice extreme weight loss as girls who never read such articles, and this effect persisted for 5 years. Didn't matter whether or not they were overweight, didn't matter whether they considered their weight important. Even controlling for those factors, it appears the articles themselves had the power to stampede teenage girls straight to the vomitorium, or worse, to tobacco, as a way to lose weight. As for the boys, only 14% of them even read dieting articles, and the information just beat it up and rolled off. See, boys haven't got the time for dieting articles. They're too busy trying to nail down a source of clean urine in case the coach shows up with a cup. Anyway, you parents are advised to take those magazines away and order your daughters not even to think of losing weight. Sit her down right after you get home from your step aerobics conditioning class. And maybe you can get your local school to take out the fruit machines and put those soda machines back in. We may be the most powerful nation on earth, but I figure about half of us are one magazine article away from gluttony and sloth, or greed and envy if you subscribe to a financial publication. It's been said that the most remarkable thing immigrants notice about America is that we're the opposite of everybody else. Here, it's the rich people who are thin and the poor people who are fat. And now we know why. It's got to be the magazines. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File. Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007.